Russia as a Civilization, Cultural Historical Type. Author, Alexander Dugin. Another view of Russia defines it as an independent civilization. This position was characteristic of the late Slavophiles, Leontief, Danilevsky, Russian Eurasianists, the Little Russians, and National Bolsheviks, Ustralyov, Smenovekovtsy. In this case, Russia appears as a phenomenon that one ought to compare not with a separate European country, but with Europe as a whole, with the Islamic world, with Indian or Chinese civilization. Danilevsky called this the cultural historical type. One can speak of Slavic Orthodox or Russian civilization. A more precise expression is Russia Eurasia, which was introduced in the revolution of the first Eurasianists, Trubetskoy, Savitsky, Vernadsky, Alexeyev, Sivchinsky, Ilin, and so on. This formulation underscores that one is talking not about a country or simple form of state organization, but of a civilizational unity, of a state world. The presence of European and Asian traits in Russia as a civilization should not lead to a hasty conclusion, as though one were speaking of the mechanical computation of things borrowed from West and East. The term Eurasia indicates that this is some third thing, a civilization of a special kind, comparable to both the East and West in its scale and originality, yet different from them with respect to its value content. If we accept the assertion that Russia is a civilization, everything stands in its right place. In the epoch of the Muscovite Kingdom, in the St. Petersburg period, and in Soviet times, the relations of Russia and the West acquire a completed logic, and all the absurdities and paradoxes inherent in the hypothesis of Russia as a European country resolve themselves. Russia Eurasia, a distinct civilization, possesses its own original values and its own interests. The values are related to traditional society, with an accent on Orthodox faith and Russian messianism. The imperial idea of Genghis Khan and the centralized arrangement of the Mongolian hordes proved to be the essential influence on political and social foundations. The natural development of this complex did not demand modernization and did not carry in itself the preconditions of the appearance of the ideas, principles, and tendencies that were built into the foundations of modernity in Europe. But the presence in the West of active and aggressive colonial powers, obsessively trying to promote in the East not only their interests, but also their values, compelled Russia to periodically get on the road of partial and defensive modernization, and westernization. This modernization was exogenous, but not colonial. Its partial or hybrid character is responsible for that caricature of Russia that roused the indignation of Russian westernizers, starting from Kaduev, but was also censured by the Russian Slavophiles, Komyakov, Kirvsky, the brothers Aksakov, and so on. In this case, Russian history appears as the cyclical pulsation of a specific civilization, returning in calm conditions to its original roots, but adopting enforced modernization, from above, in critical periods. In this light, the Petrine reforms, the Europism of the Romanov elite, and the Soviet experiment acquire significance and law-like regularity. Russia Eurasia inflexibly defended its own interests and values, while sometimes forced to have recourse to westernization modernization for effective opposition to the West. Russia is neither a part of the West nor a part of the East. It is a civilization in itself. And the preservation of its freedom, independence, and self-being before the face of other civilizations, both those from the West and those from the East, comprises the vector of Russian history.